Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and exploration. Join me, your host, Sam Harris, as I discover how mindset can help you do incredible things through my conversations with the world's most interesting people, from tech billionaires to leading scientists, best-selling authors to notorious hackers. The goal is to increase our collective wisdom and attitudes to make us all happier and healthier, wiser and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris. Today, I'm going to introduce to you my top life hack for 2019. I think this life hack is really awesome and it really helps you overcome any difficulties you have in taking up a new skill. And it really breaks down the barriers towards becoming good at anything, really. And instead of thinking that there's all these things that you'll never get around to doing, you can kind of really just choose one or two and actually become good at them to the point where you can then take it further if you want to using this life hack. And I'm going to outline the principles of why it works really well in terms of behavior change, the principles of learning, and generally just mastery of something, and where the idea came from and what the idea is. So I hope you enjoy this episode with me where I introduced you my top life hack for 2019. Basically, my top life hack for 2019 is a thing that I've called a skill break. And essentially, this comes from the idea that people used to have smoking breaks and still do if they smoke, but not so many people smoke these days. And I was always quite envious of people that had a smoking break in that they kind of just got to go and have a break every 1 or 2 hours and stand outside for 5 and 10 minutes and think about life, the world, have a conversation, just let their mind like reset a bit and get back to work feeling a bit more energized and things. And was like, well, why can't I have a break? And it was a bit envious. And obviously the actual smoking part was never that interesting for me, so I didn't want to do that, but I did want to, yeah, have a break. And so I thought, well, why can't I do something else as a break instead? And so I decided, well, I could have like a skill break. And this relates to my top life hack for 2018, which was learning to touch type, which you kind of just need to dedicate for doing 10 minutes a day. And then after a month or two, suddenly you can type a lot faster and you don't have to think about it. It just kind of happens. And so like after the success of that, I thought, well, why don't I do something else with these 10 minutes that I've been like using like regularly? And so I actually wanted to get away from the computer a bit more. So I thought, well, I've kind of wanted to learn to juggle. And I've always been really jealous of people that are really good at skipping with a skipping rope. And it's actually a really good form of exercise, especially jumping up and down. If you do it for 10, 15 minutes, like that's actually not bad. And it can be kind of hard work on your hands if you use a heavier rope. It's sort of like your heart rate goes up a lot, your arms hurt, and it just works on like your motor skills, and it's a chance to chill out for 10 minutes if you're in the middle of work. So I was like, okay, I'll force myself to have these like skill breaks, and I'm going to learn how to skip and I'm going to learn how to juggle, and I'm just going to do them both for 10 minutes every day and dedicate to that. And so I started doing that 2 months ago, and now I can juggle okay and I can skip quite well. I can do like tricks and things, and that's like really, really cool. These are two things that are really useful. Well, it's really useful to have the break and actually just let my mind go do something completely different. And it's really nice to actually get good at something that often takes a while to learn. You just never get around to it. And so it's kind of become my top life hack for 2019. It's something I think I'm just going to continue doing forever. It might not always be juggling and skipping, but it's going to be something that I can just always be learning and improving at. And so I think I really want to learn how to handstand and maybe like a solve a Rubik's Cube. Turns out like memory things are actually just take some regular practice. So might learn how to read a pack of cards. And like it's possible, maybe it takes more than a month, perhaps takes a year. But the point is, if you just go and do it for 10 minutes a day, it happens. And if you schedule it into your like normal day somewhere to have like a break and go learn something, it's really not a sacrifice at all. But just the consistency of doing it every day is insane and it makes cool stuff happen. So that's basically my top life hack for 2019. And why it's so good is that it really helps you break through the initial barrier of not being able to do it. So trying to learn to juggle, for example, or skip is quite challenging in some ways, in that you have to go through a whole period of being really crap at it. And if you try to juggle, you just drop all your balls immediately. And when you haven't really got an end point or something, you just do it for like 30 seconds and then stop and go, wow, I can't do that. Good. And sure, you might try and do it for a while, once or twice. And if you do it for 10 minutes, that's cool. But you still don't actually get any good after 10 minutes. But if you just say, right, I'm setting a timer, I'm going to do this for 10 minutes, and I'm going to do this every day, it's not a big sacrifice. And you quickly do start to get better, but without it being too painful. It just, the normal amount of pain you could do is maybe like 2 or 3 minutes of being crap at it and you wouldn't stop. But if you just set the 10 minutes, you can do it and it doesn't seem too bad. And so you get through this like initial barrier that just stops people from doing so many things. So whether it's juggling or something or whatever interests you, it just, it's enough time to actually make you consistently do it. But it's also short enough, well, it's enough time to actually improve and short enough for you to be able to commit to doing it. So it's like the perfect level of motivation, I felt like. And yeah, you can really learn whatever you feel like learning. It's really cool. Like, sure, if you want to learn an instrument, 10 minutes a day isn't going to make you Jimi Hendrix at the guitar. But if you can't play guitar, it is the difference between being able to play or not, because after a few weeks, literally, you'll be able to play the basic chords and improve from that. And then that's like I found with the skills that I've been learning is that now I can do them for a lot longer if I feel like it. Like, there's no problem for me to go and juggle for an hour, or skipping's actually really hard work. Like, I haven't done more than 20 minutes. And that's kind of embarrassing in some ways, but it's actually cool. I think I will actually try doing some longer workouts with it, because it's a really good exercise for traveling, because I'm currently in Israel, as you may have noticed, and I couldn't really bring any equipment with me, and there happens to be no convenient gyms in Nazareth. So I can skip every day, and it's like something that I can take with me wherever I'm going, if it's just for a weekend or for like a few months of living somewhere. Like, a skipping rope isn't a problem to take with you, but it's like a really good workout. So like a double win on that front. And yeah, it means that once you've broken through the initial barrier being really crap at it, maybe I don't need my knee in this video. Sorry, people. Yeah, after breaking through this initial barrier, you can do it for much longer if you feel like it, and you can take the skill to further levels, or you can just like be happy that you can now do this thing and use it when you feel like doing it and take on learning a new skill, or you can carry on taking yourself to new challenges on that thing. So if you've learned how to do the basics of skipping and you've got a few tricks, you can start learning harder tricks after the month, or trying to make it more difficult, like put on a backpack so when you're jumping up and down, it's really hard work. And like with juggling, I got, after 1 month, I could juggle 3 balls really easily, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I no longer spend my 10 minutes dropping balls all the time. I need to do something more difficult. So trying to learn tricks, I'm trying to do 4 balls at once, which is actually a whole another level of difficulty, in terms of you kind of have to juggle with one hand 2 balls going on, and then the other hand at a different off time offset this. So you've got like crazy things going on with your brain. And so I now spend my time dropping balls all the time again, which is a sign that I'm improving. So this is one awesome thing. And then the other awesome thing about the skill break is that the repetition of doing it every day is perfect for like learning and rapid learning. So you actually want to have breaks in your learning, and you overwork yourself sometimes. If I just try to do like 1 hour once a week of juggling, it's actually, after the first 10 minutes, I'm not really going to be learning that much more, because it's a new skill. And then I have like this whole break where I kind of forget things. Whereas it's the perfect amount of time for your brain to have a rest from it, but to like gather itself and be ready to learn more the next day. So the rate of improvement's really fast, which is super cool when you want to be learning little things like this. So it's suddenly, it's like a really powerful growth mindset tool, which is why I'm so excited for this as what I'd want to be labeling as my top life hack for this year, because it's definitely increased my awareness of just the power of how many things I can do if I want to. And literally I can look at any skill and think, yeah, I could do that if I chose that to be my skill break for the next few months. So you can literally write a list of the things you really want to start doing and start cracking on them. So my advice is to try two at once, which is, I mean, no one's really defined the skill break exactly, I think, or at least I've never read about it, so I'm not sure but what the common literature might be saying on these things. But normally people say try and focus on one thing, but I'm going to say two, because I think it just, like I said, of the repetition, it's better to have two different things going on and just have like once on a different thing in each day. And it just provides a bit more variety in what you're doing, which is really cool if one doesn't work too well. So after 1 month, I was juggling really well, but my skipping was still quite crap. Like I was jumping up and down and just hitting myself a lot and having to stop every 10. And so I actually hadn't progressed that much. But after 6 weeks, suddenly I had a weekend off, and then I came back and was like, oh crap, I can like hop from one leg to the other and like do kind of jumpy things and like all these kind of cool tricks that I'd seen people do. And was like, oh wow, I've cracked it. But I might have given up at the 4 week mark when I was still quite quite crap. Whereas my juggling balls was going really well. So it's kind of motivating to have two different things if one goes faster than the other. And it also provides you a bit more consistency in terms of making sure that you do two things a day. So if you only sort of do one thing a day, you might not get round to it. But if you really stick to the schedule of having two things in your day, it's a bit more of a, I'm a person that definitely does this. So I feel it just makes you do it more. But take it as you will, it's up to you. It's like, it's a powerful tool, and I mean, I've just invented it, so I don't exactly know what the best way is. I could try doing three at once. I could try doing one at once. I've only done it with two, so my advice is actually quite poor and unscientific on the best strategy for the amount of skill breaks to try having. It might be best to do three of the same thing in a day. I'm not going to confess. I'm not going to pretend, it's the word, to know what I'm talking about on that. All I'm going to say is that a skill break is the best life hack for this year, and that you should be doing it. And on that note, yeah, I think that's everything. I might post a few videos of how awesome I am now at skipping and these things, and whatever challenge we're going to take on next, I will let you know about. And I hope that you go and do some really cool things with your life. And yeah, also the importance of just having a break from your work and letting your mind rest is really useful for having ideas in whatever you are doing. And it's really good to just let your brain relax and think from different angles of all the stuff you're processing. So it's, even if the skill you learn isn't a skill, you don't get anything from that, you'll be getting things in your rest of your life, but actually you will be getting lots from the skill, and it'll really teach you how powerful you are and that you can do lots of really cool things if you just have some dedication. And it's like a really small amount of dedication, which kind of further compounds just how powerful it is. If you were going to do something for 2 hours a day, you're like, holy crap, that's huge. I can really do mental things if I put my mind to it. So yeah, I'm just really, really motivated by what I've been doing with this. So I hope it really helps you. And on that note, enjoy. I will be talking more on here about really cool things that I think would help your lives and have been helping mine. Thank you very much for listening. As with last week, I am delighted to be supporting National Park Rescue, who are a brilliant charity protecting national parks and creating them around the world to prevent the destruction of natural wildlife and reduce climate change issues, and to preserve amazing species that exist on our planet whilst we still have them, so that we can keep on having them, and reducing illegal poaching and drug trafficking and lots of other things in the process, because they're so cool. So yes, I really want to support this charity, thus I'm just giving them free ad space. And not only am I supporting them, but also Sir Roger Moore, aka James Bond, supports them as well. And so let's hear some advice from him.
I've been lucky enough in my film career to have played some of the world's most heroic action figures. It therefore seems fitting that I should lend my support to real-life heroes using real-life action to rescue the planet's most endangered species. The slaughter of 50% of all wildlife on Earth during the last half of my lifetime is a tragic blight on humanity for which future generations are certain to hold us to account. Thousands of charities and billions of pounds have, despite the best intentions, failed to secure the national parks where the last elephants, rhinos, and lions now survive. The lack of meaningful resistance to this barbaric war on wildlife leaves these defenseless creatures with as little as 10 years to extinction. Current strategies have universally failed. This is our last shot. If we are serious about rescuing these remarkable species, we absolutely must, before all other initiatives, secure Africa's national parks immediately. National Park Rescue is a new breed of organization using a direct action formula already tested in Malawi with history-changing results, which bring hope to wildlife everywhere. Whenever the world has been in trouble, Commander Bond has been there to save the day. Well, I'm passing that baton on to the National Park Rescue Team, and I hope you'll join me in backing their valiant operations across Africa.
Well, it was certainly an honor to have James Bond on the podcast and to be enlightening people as to things they can do with their lives besides buying a new mattress or whatever the normal adverts might be showing them. So, anyway, on that note, it is the end of the podcast. I hope you learned something today and that this motivates you to try something. I'd really love to hear from you if you are doing anything, and we'll certainly respond. And yeah, if you liked my ideas, then please support me on Patreon. It's patreon.org/growthmindset, or you can just search Growth Mindset on Patreon and you'll find me, I'm sure. And that would be really nice to have you involved. And if you do get on the Patreon, then I'll do something monthly whereby you will benefit more than just listening to the podcast. So you don't just have to give me money for nothing. And yeah, also you can subscribe to my email newsletter by going to the blog at growthmindsetpodcast.com to get some weekly updates of amazing things going on in the world that I think you should know about. And you'll also get my introductory course of how to eliminate email from your life to make your life better, because if I couldn't run an email newsletter without helping people have less email, because otherwise I'd feel like I'm doing a thing that I hate. So yep, that's it from me for this week, and I hope that this really changes you and gets you starting off on things that you didn't think were possible. And yeah, have a great week challenging yourself to do new things. Take it easy, people.
You've just listened to an episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your preferred app and give me a good rating, as these go a really long way. If you are unable to give good feedback right now, try sharing the show with a friend who will. Or just wait for the show to improve. If you have any ideas for the show or you just want to chat, then please reach out to me on Twitter at SamHarrisTweets or Instagram at SamJamSnaps. Show notes and other links to topics discussed in the episodes are available at the website growthmindsetpodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening. Give yourself a big hug from me. If you're with a friend, give them a hug as well. And I hope you enjoy your next podcast.